Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he asked them, "Who do people say that I am? Who are you? How do you want others to view you?" It can be very hard not to worry what other people may think about you. We all want to be liked and approved of, smiled at and congratulated on an accomplishment. That's just a basic part of human reasoning and understanding. Jesus Christ asked the question of his disciples upon them leaving Bethsaida while they were headed to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. But his question was nothing like the way that you and I would ask. He wasn't asking to see if he was popular or being approved of. No, he asked the key question of life as it determines a man's eternal fate. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. Caesarea Philippi is located about 25 miles north of the Sea of Galilee at the base of Mount Hermon. The city was important because of its strategic nature, since it guarded the fertile plain to the west. It also had an abundant water supply that made that location very attractive for all those who came in and worshiped. But it was known as the worship of foreign gods. The city proclaimed the worship of Caesar and any other god of one's choice. They worshiped all types of gods, but none worshiped the one true and living God. And it was in this terrible background that Jesus asked the big question, "But who do you say that I am?" Jesus has been one of the most influential people to ever walk this earth. To this day, more than 2 billion people worldwide claim to be his followers. Whether you know him as Christ the Messiah, the Son of Man, or the Son of God, Jesus is the Savior that came down from heaven to save all people from the bondage of sin and death. In Isaiah 9:6, he's known as the Everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. But whatever name it is that you recognize him as, we must all understand that his name is so powerful and wonderful that the Bible tells us that demons tremble when they hear it. And then it goes further to say that at his very name, that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord and Savior. Now the Apostle Paul, who at one time was persecuting Christians all over the land because of their beliefs in Jesus Christ. He didn't believe, and he was very zealous about destroying everything that represented the name of Christ, because he thought that Jesus was undermining the very name of God. But then he had his encounter with the Lord on the road one day, and his life would never be the same. Most men today view Jesus as some type of fairy tale story that is made up to keep others in check. Some profess that he was a great man that was highly respected. But it must be noted that these types of professions are not only untrue, but they are very dangerous as well. Not only must we trust, but we must know and understand who Jesus is to us. He determines our destiny. He determines how we are able to reach out to others in order to witness to them. Now, when Jesus asked his questions of the disciples, his time was getting short, and it was time for them to learn that he was building a church through them. He needed an assembly of people who would be confessing him to be the Messiah. His question that was asked was probably one of the most demanding questions ever to be asked, because how a person answers it determines where they would spend eternity, with God in heaven or apart from God in hell. Peter confessed that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter's confession was one of a personal trust in Christ. And like Peter, we must all have personal trust in Christ. It is the confession that saves the soul and that lays the foundation for the church. The very life and survival of a man's soul rest upon this simple question: "But who do you say that I am?" Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." One love.